Tesla did have a bit of the mad scientist about him, and he also had a sort of strange love moment late in his life. He claimed to have invented the ultimate superweapon. Once again, Mike Daisy picks up the story.
One of Tesla's last major inventions was the death ray. And that's the name of it. He actually calls it that. It's called Tesla's death ray. And you have to love that. You have to love the brazenness of just calling it what it actually is, a ray that causes death. And he holds a huge press conference to let the world know that he has, in fact, invented a death ray. And all these journalists, you know, go to see the death ray, and they get there. Tesla sits them down and he talks to them and he explains that he's invented this death ray because it is a weapon so terrible that it will never be used. We all know how well that works out. And then they go outside to see the death ray demonstrated. And it's very impressive as this large boxy base, and there's a sort of projecting tube coming out of the side of it. And he goes up to it and he fiddles with some settings, and then he pulls an enormous lever down, and this dull violet light comes out of the end of it. And there's this low humming, and nothing happens. And then a bird flies across the beam and it drops dead. And the journalists are like, "The bird? It killed the bird?" And he's like, no, this is just an accident. This is the beam demonstrated. It is far too terrible to even speak of its implications, but I have shot it into the Arctic. And Perry, who's on an expedition right now, will have seen the beam. And when he returns from his expedition, oh, he'll have some stories to tell. Cookies, anyone? And the journalists are kind of like, "Really? I think we just got scammed. Did this guy scam? Did he really?" And then they all go inside and have cookies and milk. And the death ray passes into legend. So years later, Tesla dies. And the day after he dies, all his papers go missing. Because this is what happens if you're a mad scientist and you invent a death ray at some point during your life. When you die, the government shows up and they take all your papers away just to make sure that the death ray, you know, just to make sure. And so they get some scientists to come in to look at the papers and they're like, "Look at these and just tell us, you know, just tell us what you think." And the scientists look at the papers and then they report back and they say, "You know, I don't know what this is. I mean, there's poems to pigeons, and there's gibberish, and I don't understand. I don't know what this is." And so the government doesn't know what to do with the papers, so they hang on to them for 7 or 8 years, and eventually, finally, they give the papers back to the family. And the family takes the papers, and they go back to Europe, back behind the Iron Curtain, to build a museum to Nikola Tesla in Belgrade. So now it's the 1970s, and the Cold War has been heating up for quite some time, and the CIA discovers that the Soviet Union has been building something on the Sino-Soviet border, and they don't know what it is, really. Like, they've taken pictures of it, and nobody knows what it is. And so they bring scientists in to look at these pictures to try to figure out what it is they're building. Well, it's this whole installation. It has this enormous boxy base and this sort of huge tube projecting out of it. And so the scientists look at this and they're like, "Well, I know what it looks like, but it can't be that. But I can tell you what it looks like. It looks like you know, an enormous beam weapon. It looks like a giant beam weapon facility is what it looks like. It looks, you know, it looks like a death ray." And the military is like, "A beam weapon, you know, can they build that?" And the scientists say, no, they can't. I mean, it doesn't work. We experimented with beam weapons years ago and they don't work at all. They don't work." And the military says, "Right. But why are they building it if it doesn't work?" And it's right about this point that somebody remembers Nikola Tesla. And they do some searching. They discover that nobody kept a copy of all those papers from years ago. And further, that those papers are no longer in Belgrade. They have floated their way into the Soviet Union and disappeared. And now the military is very concerned, and they're asking them, can you build us a beam weapon? The scientists are saying, no one can build it. It doesn't exist. It doesn't work. But why are they building it then? And then one scientist in the back says, unless it's just that the reason it doesn't work, the beam weapons don't work, is that the atmosphere, the air, disrupts the beam too much. But, maybe if it was in a vacuum, maybe the beam would hold coherence. Maybe it could work if it was in a vacuum, if it was in, space. And the military says, go on. And those simple words became a Department of Defense project. And that project eventually became an initiative, the Strategic Defense Initiative, Star Wars, a plan to put satellites around the Earth armed with lasers and beam weapons designed to close the death ray gap, a gap that may or may not even exist.
Mike Daisy from a series of performances called Great Men of Genius.